Nama Om Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale, Shimakti Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine, Namaste Saraswati Devi, Gauravani Pracharine, Nirvisesa Sunyavadi Pastyatya Dei Satarine, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Sivasati Gaura Bhaktivinoda, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Dhamma, Hare Dhamma, Dhamma Dhamma, Hare Hare. After such a powerful and most devotional presentation of pure devotional philosophy and deep understanding of the process of bhakti by the His Holiness Sri Peram Dubar Embar Jir Swami. What can I say? But I was asked to speak, and I'll begin by thanking all our very illustrious and very devotional hosts, Merli Bhatt, for welcoming Radhanath Maharaj and all the Vaishnavas in such a glorious and exemplary way, in the true tradition of Sri Vaishnav etiquette and devotion, along with Lakshmi Nisringa Parasara Bhatt, who is always so enthusiastic and eager to welcome the devotees. When we came here 5 years ago, he spoke so powerfully and so devotionally, and again today, in great happiness, seeing all the Vaishnavas here coming together to glorify this wonderful opportunity to chant the holy names of the Lord, to honor this most holiest of all holy places, Sri Rangamakshetra, and of course, one of the greatest and the most illustrious of all acharyas in the history of acharyas, Sri Ramanuja Acharya. I will speak briefly because it is late, and my speech is more like an introduction for His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj's talk. The Sri Sampradaya, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Sri Krishna himself, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Onya Nahionya, has taken principles from all the four sampradayas and incorporated in the essence of his teachings. And one of the main teachings of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas has been taken as the main principle from the Sri Sampradaya, and it is service to the Vaishnavas. And this we have seen today in such a most magnificent and most wonderful way. What can we say? We are honored to be honored by such personalities. And we thank them very much for making our pilgrimage here even more wonderful. There is one beautiful story that illustrates the essence of Sri Vaishnav culture and devotion. Sri Kanchipuram, one of the greatest of all Vaishnavas within the Sri Sampradaya, was serving Vardaraj in Kanchipuram. And he could speak with Vardaraj directly. He had such devotion that he would speak to the Lord and the Lord would speak back to him. Radhanath Maharaj tells this story, so I will try to give it justice in my remembrance of this wonderful pastime, which illustrates Sri Vaishnav Sampradaya's qualities of Vaishnav Seva. One devotee approached, many devotees used to approach Sri Kanchipuram to ask questions on their behalf to Vardaraj. This one devotee approached Kanchipuram and said, "Could you please ask the Lord, when will I be liberated? When will I go back to the spiritual world to attain Vaikuntha Dham?" and Kanchipuram, he approached Vardaraj, asked the question on behalf of this very humble and sincere devotee. And the Lord was pleased to hear this request. Knowing the heart of this personality, he spoke, he said, in this life he will attain Vaikuntha. Kanchipuram was so happy to be able to hear this and to bring this news to this devotee, which he did. And of course, the devotee was in ecstasy, at the same time humbled by the mercy of the Lord. Well, Kanchipuram was also thinking, what about me? I should ask the same question. So he was thinking, I speak with the Lord, so I'll ask this question also. So he approached the Lord and said, I have a question. The Lord said, yes, what is your question? You know, that same question that was asked by me on the behalf of this devotee, I'm asking the same. When will I attain Vaikuntha? The Lord said, actually, that Vaishnav, he's your servant. He's serving you so nicely. Therefore, he has understood the perfection of devotional practice, that by saving great souls, one can achieve perfection and go back to Godhead. But you, Kanchipuram, you're just serving me. You know, so it'll be a while before you attain Vaikuntha. So Kanchipuram was thinking, yes, maybe I should also serve a Vaishnava. So he was thinking how to do that. So he left his service and went to the south. I believe it was he came into this place and he was serving, I cannot honestly remember his name. Maharaj, do you remember that? One great Vaishnava who had a simple little farm and he was taking care of cows. So he disguised himself as a cowherd boy and started to serve the cows of this great Sri Vaishnava. And he did that unbeknownst to this personality. And it went on for some time. One day while he was doing his service, it started to rain. And it really rained. It rained so hard that he became fully wet. He went back to his place where he was staying. And all he had was his devotional clothes, aside from the clothes that he was using to do his service. He put on his devotional clothes, and this great devotee came in and said, oh, it is you, Kanchipuram. What are you doing here? Why are you doing this menial service? You're serving Vardaraj. Why have you left that service? He explained that you are a great devotee of Vardaraj. You have received his mercy. I want his mercy also, his full mercy. Therefore, I should serve you by serving your cows. Gopi Bhattar Pate Kamalayo Dasa Dasa Anudas. His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj exemplifies this principle in practice. How he teaches this by his own example, and this is the essence of Lord Chaitanya's teachings, to develop a taste for chanting of the holy names and to serve the Vaishnavas. Many things struck me in Murli Bhatta's glorification of His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj. But one thing stood out in my mind very strongly. And what he said, that His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, in his quest to find God and to accept all the difficulties and hardships that came along with achieving the results of that search, how he had such a thirst, he used that word, thirst, to attain God consciousness, and willing to tolerate difficulties, willing to accept the challenges that came by way of achieving that perfection. But one thing I was thinking, Maharaj still has that thirst, but the thirst now is to take that same thirst and show it by being thirsty to give that same understanding, that same goal to each and every one of us. He has such a determination. The same sacrifices he made for his own trek to coming to the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada, now he's taking those same sacrifices in such a glorious way, never tiring, never complaining, always sacrificing for his health, his time, his energy, whatever it takes, in a very eager way to bring what he has received from Srila Prabhupada to all of us. And that is glorious. That book, The Journey Home, is about our own life on the path of devotional service. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj says, the path of devotional service is laid with thorns. What are those thorns? The purification of the heart of our material attachments that come by way of accepting the path of the pure devotional service. But although he speaks that way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has to put a very sweet covering on all those thorns by making the process so wonderful, so easy, and so joyful. Coming together, chanting the holy names of the Lord, and has our very honorable sannyasi from the Sri Sampradaya has says, to dance in ecstasy. To dance in such a way as to touch the top of your head with your feet. In other words, to put all your heart into the process of chanting the holy names of the Lord, that when your heart is fully there, the rest of your body will follow automatically and naturally. So we are, all of us, very happy and very much honored to be in the presence of such great personalities in such a holy place. And I had came on this yatra 5 years ago, and I was very much inspired by the devotees here, how they treated us, and what a wonderful we had experienced, that I was so eager to come again just to take part in this wonderful yatra. So thank you very much for your eagerness and your enthusiasm. And now we will hear from His Holiness Srila Radhanath Maharaj. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sri Harinam Sankirtan ki jai. Gaur Premanandi.
Gyan timidandasya gyanan janachadakaya chakshurun militam jena tasmai sri gurave namaha sri chaitanya manobhishtam stapitam yena bhutale svayam rupa kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Jutha Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunathanvitam Tham Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakambitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Kopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sudhe Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vansha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patithanam Bhavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
I express my very deepest gratitude to our esteemed speakers this evening. His Holiness Appan Parakala Ramanuja Embar Tiar of Sri Purambundur, who has driven for many, many hours at the age of 86 and came right out from his car onto the stage to thrill our hearts, to melt our hearts with his great words of spiritual love, and to Sri Lakshmi Narasingha Parasarabhata, who is like our eternal well-wisher, so full of joy, so full of compassion, and so full of enthusiasm to express his love for Sri Ranganath Swami, and to Sri Murli Bhattar, who we are here because of him, his enthusiasm to serve, his love for Ranganath Swami is so much expressed through the way he loves and serves all Vaishnavas. My sincere gratitude to Sri Rangaras Bhattar from Kanchipuram, who has so kindly come to bring Sri Varadraja's blessings upon all of us. I am sure we all feel that Sripad Ramanujacharya's supremely divine blessings are showering upon all of us through these intimate servitors of his this evening. We thank them very loudly by chanting. It was 5 years ago, about half the amount of devotees in our yatra came to Sri Rangam on a South Indian yatra. And how we were greeted, how we were treated, and how we were inspired by these great souls, Murli Bhattar, Lakshmi Narasingha Bhattar, and the G.R. Swami of Sri Rangam. At that time, with so much sincerity and feeling, they insisted on the 500th anniversary of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's
coming to Srirangam, you must bring your yatra. In fact, you should bring twice as many people. The wish of a Vaishnav saint is fulfilled by Krishna. And we are all here like dancing little puppets being pulled by the strings of their desire. We are so grateful to them for bringing us back. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, 500 years ago, spent 4 months of Chaturmasya, the rainy season, here in Srirangam. Interestingly, we wanted to come during the Chaturmasya rainy season, but somehow or other, I was trapped into this book tour in America and could not come back till December. So to have it within the 500 years of Lord Chaitanya, we had our yatra now. But by Krishna's grace, although it is totally unseasonable for it to rain at the end of December, Krishna wanted us to be here during the rainy season. And it rained all day. When Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was here, he came through the seven gates into the inner sanctum for the darshan of Sri Ranganathji. And upon seeing the most merciful lotus feet and the lotus eyes of Sri Ranganathji, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu swooned in ecstasy, raised his arms very high, and chanted the holy names. Tears were pouring from his eyes like the two sections of the Kaveri River that are surrounding Rangakshetra. His hairs were standing on end, his limbs were trembling. His beautiful golden complexion was attracting the hearts of hundreds, thousands of people. And here in Sri Rangakshetra, he induced literally tens and thousands of people to join the kirtan of the chanting of the holy names. The pujari gave our Mahaprabhu the Mala Prasad of Sri Ranganath Swami. Charanamrit, Mahaprasad. And then one great saint, Venkata Bhatta. He appealed to the Lord with such deep feeling that Chaturmasya is just beginning. It is not appropriate for a sannyasi to be traveling around during this time. Please stay with me in my home for the next 4 months. Now, in our sampradaya, we accept that Lord Chaitanya is Krishna. Radha Bhava Suvalitam Nomi Krishna Swarupam. The tattva of Sri Chaitanya is Krishna who has come to taste the sweetness of Sri Radha's love and also assumed her beautiful golden complexion.
Shri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikratir Ladini Shaktirasma.
The Absolute Truth is one, but they are eternally existing as two, the Shakti and the Shaktiman. Sitaram, Lakshmi Narasingha, Lakshmi Narayan, Radha Krishna. But that Radha Krishna have become one again as Lord Chaitanya. The Supreme Lord is Bhava Grahi. He does not accept the thing that is offered. He accepts the love in which it is offered.
Patram pushpam palam to yam yome bhakta prayachchati.
Krishna tells, if you offer a leaf, a flower, a fruit, or water with devotion, I will accept it. The Supreme Lord, Narayan, is Atmarama, completely self-satisfied, but is always hungry to taste the sweetness of the love of his devotee. Venkata Bhatta invited the Lord with such love that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could not resist. And it is very interesting. In the whole Leela of Sri Chaitanya, the Lord stayed in Navadvip for about 24 years. Then he took sannyas and went to Jagannath Puri. He toured South India for about 2 years, constantly traveling. And he spent about 18 years continuously in Puri. Of all the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of places he visited, including Vrindavan, besides Navadvip and Puri, the place he stayed longest, Srirangam. Accepting the irresistible hospitality of Venkata Bhatta. And while he was here, Venkata Bhatta's little son, Gopal, he was just about 5 or 6 years old. The first day, according to Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Venkata Bhatta washed the feet of Lord Chaitanya, and Gopal drank it, and his ecstatic love was awakened. And it is a beautiful story we will discuss on another day, but he became the great Gopal Bhatta Goswami, one of the prominent, most significant, influential saints in our parampara. So that same type of love that Venkata Bhatta attracted Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to remain here for 4 months, Murli Bhatta in that parampara extended to all of us. And I believe that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is living in all of your hearts. So that love forced all of us to come back to Srirangam during the rainy season. And our beloved Guru Maharaj, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, his love for all the great Vaishnavacharyas so much influenced and affected our hearts. Again and again, he quotes the words of Sripad Ramanujacharya. By his grace, he took this Vaishnav culture and the wisdom and the blessings of all the great Vaishnav avatars and saints to the whole world. This is a very historical event, which is greatly moving my heart. On the 500th anniversary of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu coming to this place, where he created such beautiful unity between the Sri Sampradaya and the Gaudiya Sampradaya, we have all come as part of this pastime. There may be some technical differences in our approach, in which aspects of the nine processes of devotional service we may emphasize more. There may be some historical differences in who we emphasize as far as the most prominent avatars or saints in our lives. But when it comes to the essence, the Sri Sampradaya and the Gaudiya Sampradaya are so intimately connected. Sripad Ramanujacharya taught Vashishta Dvaita Tattva that the Supreme Absolute Truth, Narayan, Krishna, his body is Satchit Ananda, eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss. And his abode, Vaikuntha, is eternal. It is not just a temporary conception. Beyond the Brahmajyoti, beyond the impersonal, all-pervading aspect of the Supreme, is the Lord's abode, where the Lord is eternally residing with his Hladini Shakti, with his pleasure potency, and with his unlimited devotees. And that the Jivatma, the individual soul, is part and parcel of the Supreme. Like the sun, planet, and the sun ray. The sun ray, or the Jivatma, is qualitatively one, identical to the sun planted. Gives off heat and light, as we are eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss, inherently. But mamaivam so jivaloke jivabhuta sanatana. Quantitatively we are apart. Om Purnam Ada Purnam Idam. And Krishna is the complete whole. Nityo Nityanam Chaitanas Chaitananam Eko Bahunam Yovidatati Kaman. That there is one supreme eternal and there are many, many, many eternals. Those many eternals are always subordinate to the one supreme eternal. Sri Ramanujacharya emphasize this. Inconceivable one indifference between the soul and God. Our eternal individual personalities. And that the means of the supreme perfection of liberation is bhakti. The spirit of service with devotion, service with love. And Krishna's bhaktivatsal. He doesn't need anything from us. But he's willing to give us by his grace, by his mercy, the supreme liberation of prema, or pure love. Rupa Goswami tells that the pleasure derived from the Kaivalya Advaita conception of liberation. That pleasure is like the water contained in a footprint of a calf compared to the unlimited, shoreless, bottomless ocean of pleasure in loving devotional service to the Supreme Lord. Ramanujacharya gave us this. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to these places and honored him. And this is what Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us. Lord Chaitanya came to all these holy places throughout South India. And he honored and recognized the essence of bhakti wherever he found it. In this age of Kali, where there is quarrel and hypocrisy over insignificant things, as our Lakshmi Narasingha Bhattar was explaining, all the things we disagree with are simply due to the ahankar, ego. Edge God out. Thank you for that poetic realization. But for us to come together, appreciate and share the great things that we have in common, that will bring about a spiritual revolution in the world. And as Swamiji was explaining, our G.R. Swami, the great saints, their hearts are overflooding with compassion to see the sufferings of the people in this world. And their only purpose of remaining in this world was to help alleviate that suffering. There's a beautiful story, Sri Ramanujacharya's life. He was on his way to Tirupati. And he came to a village. There was a very wealthy man there. I believe Yagyesh was his name. And he told two of his assistants that, go tell my disciple that we would like to spend the night with him tonight. So they went. And this wealthy devotee was so excited. My Gurudev is coming. Sripad Ramanujacharya is coming to our house. He called his wife, he called his servants, he called his children. Let's make everything ready. Let's cook nice prasad. Let's clean the house. Let's make nice room for him. They were so excited and they were so busy preparing for Gurudev's arrival that they didn't even offer a glass of water or a sitting place to his assistants, his disciples. They forgot about them in their enthusiasm. So they came back and they told Ramanujacharya, he's making grand preparations for your coming. He said, how did he take care of you? Nothing. He was too busy preparing for you. Not even some water or a sitting place, nothing. He said, I have another disciple who's very, very poor. Let's go there. So Ramanujacharya went there. And the man, his disciple, was out begging. But his wife, she came to the door and she saw Gurudev was there. She was shocked. It was unbelievable. She said, please come in, we'll feed you. She went, they sat down in the house. She went in the kitchen, there wasn't a grain of rice, nothing. She was thinking, what am I going to do? My Gurudev is here. My husband's out begging. I don't know when he's going to come back. We have to give him something. We have to feed him and all of his devotees. So there was one very wealthy man who had illicit attraction for this lady. And she completely ignored him, although he was regularly sending messages to her. So she went out the back door, and she went to that man and said, tonight I will satisfy your desires if you just do one thing. My beloved Gurudev has come to my house, and I have nothing. Just give me some nice bhoga to prepare for him. So he was really happy. He almost gave up hope. And he arranged a grand feast to be sent, and she offered it to Lord Narayan and brought it before her Gurudev. And they were enjoying so much. They were wondering, how is it possible such a poor family is giving us so much wonderful, wonderful prasad with so much love and devotion? Meanwhile, the husband came home and he couldn't believe what he saw, Ramanujacharya and his disciples eating. He said, where did you get this? She hung her head low in shame and said, this is what I did because I couldn't bear not giving hospitality to Gurudev and his disciples, our god brothers. He said, this is your glory, that you are willing to do anything to serve Guru and the Vaishnavas. Your heart is pure. So they went in the room and they told Ramanujacharya what happened. He said, you both go to this man and give him my Mahaprasad. So they went to the house and gave him the Mahaprasad, and after tasting the Mahaprasad of Ramanujacharya and the Vaishnavas, his heart melted. He said, I am so sinful. But now I see that you love your Gurudev so much that you were willing to do the thing that was the most difficult, painful thing in the whole universe. You were willing to do that to serve Guru and the Vaishnavas. Can I meet your Guru? And they brought him back. And he surrendered his life. He didn't want any such material pleasures. Param drishtva nivartate. He experienced the higher taste of service to Guru and the Vaishnavas. It was a very happy time. Meanwhile, Yagesh, the wealthy disciple, he was bewildered. Ramanuja never came. Ramanujacharya never came. So he came, he heard he was over at this other house, and he looked down and he said, have I made some offense? Why you didn't come? And Sripad Ramanujacharya told him, don't you understand that if you want to please me, you must please the devotees? This is the principle that he established so strongly through his own behavior and through his teachings. To be the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant. And his own teachers taught. When Sripad Ramanujacharya climbed up the mountain to Tirupati, to see Balaji, on his way up, Sri Shaila Purna, his guru, heard that he was coming, and he came down part of the way, a long distance, to give him garlands and prasad and water. Sripad Ramanujacharya He couldn't believe this. Why did you come? You are my guru. You are esteemed as a saint, an acharya. Why did you come all this way, all alone, carrying prasad for me? Why didn't you send one of your servants or a junior person to come? This great scholar and acharya, Sri Shaila Purna, said, that's what I was thinking too. I was looking all around Tirumala to find a person junior to myself that I can send to do this menial work. But in the whole of Tirumala, I could not find anyone junior to me. I was the junior most. So therefore, I was happy to come to bring it. Sripad Ramanujacharya understood the lesson. In the eyes of God, in the eyes of the Supreme Lord, real greatness is in humility and genuine eagerness to be the servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord's devotees. Such service is not a task. It's a blessing. In this yatra, there is about 5,000 of us. There are people who hardly could come to any talks or go to only holy places because they're getting up at about 3 a.m. to start cooking for all of you. Hundreds of them. And in the heat of South India, they're standing over fiery pots with fire blazing, stirring and stirring, hour after hour after hour. And ladies from Belgaum, for half the day, they're rolling parathas. And then there are others who are trying to get you on your buses and trying to... And when you have 230 buses, and in the... From now and then, the bus drivers start going on strike. No, we're not going here, we're not going here, and it's an emergency, and they're working things out, and this is the way they're spending their days and nights while we're enjoying. At least, I hope you're enjoying. So for us to be here, hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord, there are hundreds of devotees who are struggling, problem after problem, cooking, managing, organizing, arguing with people to serve you. Vaikuntha is a place of no anxiety. Vaikuntha. But our acharyas teach us, higher than no anxiety is to be in anxiety out of love for the pleasure of the Lord and the devotees. Higher than no anxiety is to be in anxiety for the sufferings of the fallen souls. Because that anxiety is not due to a selfish desire that is not fulfilled. It is born of love. We heard from G.R. Swamiji about Yashoda Mai. Shukadev Goswami tells in the Bhagavatam that Yashoda Mai and Rohini Devi were constantly in anxiety for little Krishna Balaram. Because they were little babies crawling around. And when they just started walking, it was even more anxiety. They were thinking they may step on thorns. They may be scratched by a monkey's claws or bitten by a dog or cat's teeth. They may be hit by a bull's horn or stepped on by a cow's hoof. They may eat something. Krishna eats dirt. Even Balaram is saying, Krishna, that you ate dirt. They were always in anxiety, worried about Krishna. But this anxiety is millions and billions and trillions of times more blissful than being in peace. Because it's the anxiety of love, the anxiety of service. So instead of thinking, why do I have to do this? The bliss is the service attitude.
Vasudev Dutt,
he prayed to Lord Chaitanya, let the sins of everyone in the universe come on my head because I cannot bear seeing their suffering. And let me suffer hellish conditions perpetually, but let them go back to the spiritual world. Quraysh, when his eyes were burned out, with a grateful heart, he thanked those people who did that. Thank you for allowing me to do such intimate service for my Gurudev. This is the common principle that these two great sampradayas, the Brahma Gaudiya Sampradaya and the Sri Ramanuja Sampradaya, share. Selfless, unconditional, unmotivated, uninterrupted devotion. Savai pungsang paro dharmo yato bhaktir hokshaje ahoitiki aprati hataya yatma suprasediti. The supreme dharma, unconditional, unmotivated, loving service to the Lord. And Lord Gauranga, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prayed in his Shikshastakam, na dhanam na janam na sundarim kavitam va jagadisha kamaye mama janamani janamanishwari bhavatat bhakti rohoita kitvai. I do not want wealth or the opposite sex or fame or knowledge or even liberation. I only want to be the servant of the servant of your servant forever. And it is for this great goal that we have come to Sri Rangam. To hear, to chant, to serve the devotees, and to pray, to cry for this blessing of undivided loving service to the Lord and the devotees, and compassion to all beings. And it is for this purpose we have come together to cry out the holy name. My sincerest gratitude to our great saints on the dais and to all of you. Thank you very much. Our beloved Guru Maharaj Srila Prabhupada, by his divine grace, we have received this priceless culture of Vaishnav Kripa, the mercy of Vaishnavas.
Rangarajan Bhattar from Kanchipuram is offering Lord Varadaraj's Mahaprasadam to Maharaj.
Om Rajadi Rajaya Pradasya Jayine Namo Vayam Vai Shravanaya Gurmahe Samega Manka Magamaya Mahyam కామేశ్వరో వై శ్రవణోయ దాదు కుబేరాయ వై శ్రవణాయ మహారాజాయ నమః పెరులాల పెరుమాల్ పెరిందేవితాయార్ అనుగ్రహం.
రంగరాజ భట్టర్ ఫ్రమ్ కాంచీపురం ఇన్వైట్స్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ యూ డ్యూరింగ్ ది 1000th ఇయర్ సెలబ్రేషన్ విచ్ ఇస్ కమింగ్ ఆన్ 2017.
Last year was the 1000th appearance day celebration of Kanchipurna.
This year February, Puresh 1000 appears.
This year February was the 1000th appearance anniversary of Kuresh.
Ramanuja 1000 appears 2017.
And Ramanujacharya's 1000th appearance is on 2017.
All iskan devotees to be here.
Vardaraj deity, which is of a wooden deity, is kept under the water for 40 years, and once in 40 years he comes out for
40 days.
Only for 40 years he comes out of the water for 40 days. And that 40th year is going to be on 2019. We will see the original Vardaraj, who is made in wood, will be emerging out of from the pond, which we saw Anantasaras. So that function is on 2019. So they are cordially inviting the devotees to witness that festival. His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj will offer his affection to Embar G.R. Swami. Parasara Bhattar G.R. Swami. Also to Murali Bhattar Swami. Rajam Rangarajan Bhattar Swami.
With your claps, I want to do a bhajan with you. In the same type of which you clap. Shall we do?
That's it.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Now you all sing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Nama cha bhajar pandari, nama cha bhajar. You chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Namacha Bajar, Pandit Namacha Bajar. Namacha Bajar, Pandari Namacha Bajar. Namacha Bajar, Pandari Namacha Bajar. Namat Cheti, Namat Kedi, Kodikula Muttar, Kodikula Muttar, Bandari Namacha Bajar. Namacha Bajar, Bandari Namacha Bajar. Krishna, 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 Hare. Namacha Bajar, Bandari Namacha Bajar. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Namatiketi, Kodikula Muttar, Kodikula Muttar, Bandari Namacha Bajar. Namare Hare
Hare Bol.
So we offer our gratitude to all the devotees, specifically to Ambar Jiyar Swami. In his old age of 86, he drew all the way and he came here, which is, he came without even taking prasadam. He drew and directly came to the pandal in spite of his having severe back problems. So we acknowledge this as a blessings of Shripad Ramanujacharya descending from Sri Perumbudur. Let us thank him by loudly chanting. Ambar Jiyar Swami also, as a preacher, he comes with a magazine every month and he also writes various literatures. So he personally asked me to give him the photograph, picture of our assembly, and also he want to print excerpts from Maharaj's book also in his publications. He himself is also very happy that he came here. So we officially invite him to come for this program again and again. Hare Bol! We thank His Holiness Parasara Bhattar Swami. As he said, this is a month of Dhanurmas. It's a very busy month. And every day he gives lecture on Andal's Tirupavai. Even today also he has program. But nevertheless, he again took out so much of his time and gave his blessings in form of his words to us. So let us thank him also by loudly chanting. Rangarajan Bhattar Swami also descended from Kanchipuram and he did not exactly know that this program is going to be here. Nevertheless, when he heard that this program is here, he was very keen that he would meet all the devotees, and he was very happy to give Varadaraj Mahaprasadam, and is very keen that we visit Kanchipuram on 2017 or 2019. So let us acknowledge our gratitude for his kind invitation by loudly chanting. What to speak of His Grace Murali Bhattar Swami. He practically, I don't think he would have slept for last 2-3 days. Working hard. We can imagine that it is not in our hand, it is not in our capacity, quote unquote, what we have seen today, the event. This is because of Murali Bhattar's selfless love, as Maharaj aptly said. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's, Venkata Bhatta's love for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is manifested in Murali Bhattar's heart. And we saw this not just once or twice, we saw it again after 2005. And myself and Brajasundar Prabhu, when we went to meet him in his house, the devotees are, instead of going to Jagannath Bhatt and Gopal Bhatt Goswami's house, they were going to next, there is another house where he is staying now. They are going to his house and they are practically troubling their family every now and then.
Hare Krishna, it is not a trouble, it is a pleasure.
So I told some devotees that you are supposed to go to the next house, not here. But then he told me that, no, don't stop them. This is as good as their house. Let them come anytime, let them go anywhere in part of their house. And some devotees come and they tell, oh Swami, we are leaving today, so I just want to have, I came to take your darshan. So in this way, devotees keep coming and troubling. And not only him, his Mataji in his house and his sons. He's correcting me not to say his trouble. But nevertheless, he practically worked very hard. Brajasundar Prabhu also affected by Murali Bhattar's enthusiasm. Both of them are working hard for the last 2-3 days, practically without sleeping. You can see in his eyes also. He's, in fact, because it is raining today, we are thinking that this venue may not be possible. So as an act of emergency, we went to temple to take permission in the same venue, the program we had last year, last Yatra. And now the system is such that it's very difficult to get permission. So we went to meet the government officer in the temple. Brajasundar Prabhu was trying to talk to him for the last 2-3 days, and the officer would give out all his frustration on Brajasundar Prabhu, who is sitting here humbly. He tells that you people come here and keep pressurizing us, and some other you people get your work done. I am sure you are going to bring somebody in front of me, and seeing that person, I had to give you permission. So then Brajasundar Prabhu understood. He directly went to Murali Bhattar's house. And today morning we are sitting in front of this JC, and he looked at Brajasundar Prabhu and told him, I know that you are going to do something like this. You will bring somebody whom I can't say no. So that the officer told that if you would have brought any other pujaris from Ranganath temple, or if you would have brought any other, you know, higher officials in front of me, I would have not given you permission. But this Murali Bhattar is sitting in front of me, how can I say no to him? This event happened today morning. So finally, that officer told, okay, because Murali Bhattar is there, we officially give you permission to conduct the program within the temple for all the 3 days. But nevertheless, because of so much a vast number of devotees, that place cannot accommodate so many numbers. But anyway, we officially got permission for next 3 days to conduct our program there. So maybe one day we may able to do one program inside the temple. So we offer our, the gratitude is a small word, we offer our, nevertheless, the same gratitude to Murali Bhattar Swami for doing this for all of us. Not only him, there are many other assistants who assisted Murali Bhattar Swami, Raja, and all these devotees are sitting here. We also offer our gratitude. He is here, Raja Prabhu is here. Ulmelo. He brought. So, we offer our gratitude to him also.
Hare Krishna.
இதெல்லாம் பெரிய வார்த்தை. இதெல்லாம் என்னுடைய கடமை. நீங்கள் வந்து இருக்கிறதுக்கு நான் அதிகமாக செய்யணும். நான் செஞ்சதெல்லாம் ஒன்றுமே இல்லை. இது நீங்கள் இந்த ஒரு அழைப்பு வேண்டி இவ்வளோ பேர் இவ்வளோ அன்போடு வந்ததுக்கு நான் உங்கள் காலடியில் விழுந்து விழுந்து சேவிச்சா கூட அதெல்லாம் ஈடாகாது.
This is too much of my glorifying me. I should have done much more. But nevertheless, the opportunity I got to serve you, even it is little bit, for that little service I offer my obeisances and to your lotus feet.
Tappa solitta ennoda anbu nu engaloda anbu.
He is saying I made a mistake. It is not my love, it is our love.
Hare Krishna. Ninga ipa kudutha energy ki inna oru varam anala na kannu mulichirukalam andha alavukku I was energized.
For your love to me, I should not have slept for a week. What to speak of not sleeping only for 2 days.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So Maharaj is requesting that after the Swami is sitting here with his having back pain and so many problems. So he just came from a long drive. So we will send him off and we will have our regular kirtan in this place after we see them off. Hare Krishna.